American Family News to the Hour. I'm Chad Groening. 23 dead and millions without electricity. That's part of the toll from a destructive winter storm that has moved from the southern plains into the northeast. Authorities say it could be a week before some communities get power again. Parts of New England could see more than a foot of snow. National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Sullivan says it could take a while for the ice to melt in a swath from northern Texas into Ohio and West Virginia.
That did cause some widespread power line problems, down trees, and with the cold air behind it, I don't see any significant melting for the next day or so.
Meteorologist Bruce Sullivan. The Senate Judiciary Committee has approved the nomination of Eric Holder to be Attorney General. Correspondent Jerry Boatlander reports.
The vote was an overwhelming 17-2. Senator Russ Feingold saying Holder's made clear he will take the Justice Department in a new direction.
The two things he said was waterboarding is torture and no one is above the law.
Texas Senator John Cornyn was one of the no votes. He said Holder didn't, among other things, adequately explain the controversial pardon for Mark Rich.
His answer sometimes went to great lengths to avoid giving a full and candid accounting of his rationale for his actions.
The Senate could vote to confirm Holder as early as tomorrow. Jerry Boatlander, Capitol Hill.
House Republicans have bucked the Obama administration in defeating a bill to delay the transition from analog to digital television broadcasting to June. GOP lawmakers say postponing the transition from the current February 17th deadline would confuse consumers. A former government economist says instead of continuing the nationalization of banks, the Obama administration needs to simply let failing banks fail. AFN's Jim Brown reports.
The U.S. government has already invested $45 billion in Bank of America and guaranteed $118 billion of its assets to help the country's largest bank absorb Merrill Lynch. Another bank that has been all but nationalized is Citigroup, which also received a $45 billion bailout. The New York Post reported earlier this week that Citi spent some of that bailout money on a new $50 million French-made luxury jet. Diana Furtscott-Roth is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute and the former chief economist at the U.S. Department of Labor. She says buying a private jet not long after receiving a bailout looks really bad and is a misuse of taxpayer dollars.
It just goes to show that the government should not be in the business of bailing out private companies. If these banks have to go under, then they go under. When Wachovia went under, the government tried to arrange a deal with Citi, and then Wells Fargo walked in to say, well, no, we have a better deal. We want to buy Wachovia. And I think the chips should fall as they are, and then private companies, other private companies, should buy up the remaining assets.
Furtscott-Roth says that would serve the dual purpose of having the good assets in private hands and the bad assets will just fall by the wayside. I'm Jim Brown.
Governor Roy Blagojevich wants to make a statement at his impeachment trial. The president of the Illinois Senate says the governor has asked to offer a closing statement Thursday. Blagojevich has boycotted the proceedings so far, claiming the rules are unfair and he has done nothing wrong. Dr. Alveda King is not happy that President Barack Obama has reversed the Mexico City policy. AFN's Charlie Butts has the story.
The Mexico City policy prohibited use of U.S. tax dollars to fund or promote abortions in foreign countries. Dr. King notes that President Obama reversed that policy, pouring several hundred million dollars into foreign abortion programs.
To take our tax dollars that could be used for feeding our families, educating our children, and giving our citizens of this wonderful country somewhere to live. And if we want to help people in Mexico and other countries, then certainly they need food and medicine as well. So abortion is not what people need.
Some nations are already in trouble because of abortion since they are not producing enough babies to eventually enter the workforce.
In any civilization where the people begin to turn on their young, to kill their babies, and when motherhood was no longer a sacred task and parenthood, then we begin to see those civilizations crumble.
The United States is also heading down that slippery slope. I'm Charlie Butts.
And that is American Family News to the Hour. I'm Chad.
Fight the fight. We are here to equip you. Because you love the truth. LibertyRadioLive.com.
You're listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of this program. I'm Nicholas, and we're going through the Psalms these days. So we ended up at Psalm 36, and I was discussing Henry's commentary here. It says he's uncertain of whether David penned this psalm, probably when he was struck at either by Saul or by Absalom. So it's obvious that that David is on the run or hiding against his enemies at this time, one or the other, Saul being the first king, who became jealous of David and sought to have him killed, or by his Absalom, who was his own son, which would be many years later, because Absalom had to grow to a man, and Absalom fought for the kingdom to take it out of David's hands. And the reason that Absalom was fighting against his own father was because of the judgment against David on his family for the murder of Uriah. The judgment being that the sword would not depart from his family. Okay, so we'll jump in it here. And to the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of Yahuwah, the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Thy mercy, Yahuwah, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are great deep. O Yahuwah, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life, in thy light shall we see light. O continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen, they are cast down, and shall not be able to rise. A Psalm of David. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. And we see it all around us. It seems that the wicked, the evil, prosper. They make the most money. They seem to control all the money, and indeed they do. When I consider that, when I meditate upon that and ponder that, it seems that there is a wisdom in it, that our Heavenly Father has put evil men in charge of money, and he withholds the control of money from the righteous, because he wants the righteous to look to him and not to money for their sustenance. But the evil people, the evil ones, they control the money simply because they love money. So it makes sense. There, like I said, there is a wisdom in there that evil men who love money are the ones who control it, and they are also ensnared by it. So he says, do not be envious against the workers of iniquity. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, or be envious, for they shall soon be cut down like grass, And we need to keep that mindset. Not that they will be cut down like grass, because they are. But the view here of David is eternal. Regardless of how they prosper in this life, regardless of how the wicked prosper, those that love money, those that lust after the creation more than love the Creator, those that seek to persecute us, those that seek to destroy us and silence us, they will be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. That's the eternal view. Trust in Yahuwah and do good. See, that's the eternal view. That's the other side of it. We don't want to be cut down like grass. We don't want to wither as the green herb. I want to live. And I want to live forever. And I want my life forever, that eternal existence, I want it to be good. Trust in Yahuwah. Trust in the Lord and do good. So thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in Yahuwah, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Delight in him, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. What is the desire of your heart? Is it from him? It says here, delight yourself in Yahuwah. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Examine the desires of your heart. Are they his? Did he give that desire to you? Or is that an unlawful desire? You know, an unlawful desire, another word for an unlawful desire is lust. That's right. Lust defined is a desire for that which is unlawful according to God's law. But if he gives you the desires of your heart, because you delight in him, then you know the desires that he has given you are good. Still examine everything that you desire in the light of his word and in the light of his law. Delight yourself in Yahuwah, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in Yahuwah, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. We're not to fret. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. So if you're angry, you know, there is a righteous anger, and there is a place for anger. But what he's telling us here is to forsake it in any wise to do evil. No, we don't allow ourselves to break God's law out of anger, to strike back. We don't do that which is unlawful. The ends do not justify the means. That may be the mantra of our enemy. That may be the mantra of the great whore. But that is not ours. No compromise. The law of our God is perfect, and it's pure, and it's holy, and it's just. And we can never justify breaking his law. But to understand what his law is and what is allowed by him, we need to know his law. So we need to meditate in it day and night, as it says in Psalm 1, "Blessed is the man who walketh not in the paths of sinners, nor stands in the seat of the scornful, nor stands in the paths of sinners, but his delight is in the law of Yahuwah, and in his law he meditates day and night." That's what we need to be like, so we don't make the mistake of falling by the ends justifying the means, because there is no end that justifies us walking contrary to his law. So cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those who wait upon Yahuwah, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, you know, I can understand the desperation of those who are being persecuted. I can understand the desperation of those whose families have been torn apart, their children, their wives abused, the desperation that they feel and the temptations that come with that. It is so important to stay in His Word and know His Word and practice righteousness so that we don't fall to the temptations that come with those feelings of desperation, so that we, as He says here, cease from anger, forsake wrath. We're not to be driven by anger and wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait upon Yahuwah, we wait for Him. We wait to move in accordance with His will, in accordance with His timing. We wait and we pray. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Verse 10 of chapter 37. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. That's it. That's the eternal view. That's the long-term view. That's the view that goes beyond the mortal existence. They will not be, but we shall be. And no matter what happens, we need to stand for our families, for our children, for our loved ones, for our brethren, for all of His people. We need to stand. There is nothing more important than that we stand in His kingdom and we don't fall into evil. Regardless of the temptations that come against us, we wait. And ultimately, it says, they shall not be. They shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. I could feel it. I know it. It's like, you know, my hope is that real, that the abundance of peace will be present. I know it's real. They shall not be, but we will inherit the earth, and we will delight in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. Yahuwah, or the Lord, shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor, the needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. And of course, conversation in the Old English means lifestyle, those that live an upright life. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but Yahuwah upholdeth the righteous. That's beautiful words. Yahuwah, the Lord, knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of Yahuwah shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke, they shall consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by Yahuwah, and he delighteth in his way. Are you following the orders of your Lord by name in the scripture here? It says, it's interesting, Yahuwah has two words here in the Hebrew. Haven't noticed that before. Properly, a part of, or out of many senses. Okay, I'm not getting anything for that extra word there in the Hebrew. But the steps of a good man are ordered by Yahuwah, are ordered by our Creator. How are our steps ordered by Him? We have His law written upon our heart. We follow the Lamb wheresoever He goes. We follow His orders. He is our King. He is our Captain. He gives the orders and we follow. The steps of a good man are ordered by Yahuwah, our Creator, and He delighteth in His way. So He delights in those who follow Him, who follow His orders. Do you want Him? Do you want the Creator to delight in you? Then seek to follow His orders. Though he fall, so even if he falls, and I guess the psalmist David should know this more than any man, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For Yahuwah upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, or his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth his seed, and his seed is blessed. He is ever merciful and lendeth his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, and none of his steps shall slide. So when you start to speak of the law of God, then the corporate teachers come against you, and they start calling you names like legalist. Well, keep the words of David in mind. The law of his God is in his heart. Keep the words of Jeremiah that were repeated by Paul in the book of Romans, that he'll write his law in our minds, upon our hearts, that he might be our God and we his people. The law, chapter 37, verse 31 of the Psalms, the law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. That's what keeps us from sliding. That's what keeps us from falling. The law of God is in our hearts. The wicked watched the righteous and seeketh to slay him. Yahuwah will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. And yes, we see it today. Yet he passes away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressor shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of Yahuwah, the Lord, our Creator by name. He is their strength in time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in Him. And we need to be saved from the same fate of the wicked. We will not go down into the pit with them. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Cross the Border.
You know, Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." How many know there's rest in the presence of God tonight? That's right. Let's come to Him.
I will come to you. You have the words of life. I will come to you. You are the
come to you tonight, Father. We want to receive everything you have for us. The Bible tells us that God became flesh and dwelt among us. He knows everything we're going through. He walked where we walk, and He's been there. Amen.
He walked where I walk.
He walked where I walk.
He stood where I stand.
He stood where I stand.
He felt what I feel.
He felt what I feel.
Understand.
He
knows my frailty.
He knows my frailty.
Shared my humanity.
Shared my humanity.
I pledge allegiance to the King of Kings and to His kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. One holy nation under the heavenly Father with grace, mercy, and justice for all.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
Yeah. government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Who will tell them if not you?
Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from LibertyRadioLive.com. Order online today or call 559-781-3773.
Now listen to me.
Don't buy the sizzle of that steak until you understand the cost. In other words, don't buy the hype being dispensed by the rare coin pitchman of the alternative media until you understand the full story. FlyingEagleGold.com offers the most private, non-confiscable gold and silver coinage in the world. At very competitive cost, Jeffrey Bennett has been a purveyor of wealth protection, gold and silver bullion, and rare collectible coins for over 17 years. His personal experience reaches back to 1958. And he takes personal pride in putting your interests ahead of all else. To hear the whole story, not the hard sell, you're invited to call Flying Eagle Gold at 623-327-1778. That's 623-327-1778 for the truth about protecting your wealth. Join Jeffrey Bennett each day, Monday through Friday, when he hosts right here on LibertyRadioLive.com. If you'd like to get a copy of this program, you may subscribe at LibertyRadioLive.com for only $45 a month. And you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all the First Amendment Rights Media Group programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you can request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $20. Or any single program on tape, MP3 CD or CD for only $15. You can do all this online at LibertyRadioLive.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. Don't do internet, then call 559-781-3773, 559-781-3773, and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at the First Amendment Rights Media Group.
Listening to Cross the Border, I'm Nicholas, and we've been going through the Psalms. We are in Psalm 37. Let's see, I forgot to mark my place here. The law of his God is in his heart, verse 31. None of his steps shall slide. Okay, 37, mark the perfect man, verse 37. And behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together, and the end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of Yahuwah. He is their strength in time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. And he shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. Psalm 38 and verse 1, a psalm of David, to bring to remembrance. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. For thine arrows stick fast in me, and thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. Henry says this is one of the penitential psalms. It is full of grief and complaint from the beginning to the end. David's sins and his afflictions are the cause of his grief, and the matter of his complaints. It should seem he was now sick and in pain, which reminded him of his sins and helped to humble him for them. He was at the same time deserted by his friends and persecuted by his enemies, so that the psalm is calculated for the depth of distress and complication of calamities. He complains of God's displeasure with his own sin, which provoked God against him, of his bodily sickness, the unkindness of his friends, and his injuries of which his enemies did him. So let's jump in. For thine arrows stick fast in me, thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest for my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities are gone over my head, as a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore and broken. I have roared by reason of disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, and my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they seek my hurt. They that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me when my foot slippeth. They magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong. And they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Yahuwah, O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. Chapter 39, or Psalm 39, verse 1. To the chief musician, even to Yeduthun, probably, and they say, a laudatory, an Israelite. Okay. A Psalm of David. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle, while the wicked is before me. And I personally, I grew up in the household in the presence of a man who didn't keep his tongue. And so I assume that his father, my grandfather, whom I've never met, didn't keep his tongue either. And perhaps his father's father didn't keep his tongue. And it goes that, you know, if you don't consider the words that come out of your mouth, that you'll just continue to repeat what you were conditioned. You will continue with the learned behavior. Unless you learn repentance and you learn to judge every word that comes out of your mouth, those things will just come out of your mouth automatically that you learned. And yes, I would say that by the words of my own father, the father of my flesh, Of course, I'm speaking of the father of my flesh, and of course the father of his flesh, and the father of his flesh, and the words that came out of their mouths that they each learned from their fathers, that they just mindlessly repeated those things. And the enemy loved it. And when I hear those words come out of my mouth, because they do on occasion, that I take that occasion to judge those words, realizing what they are. You all men, you that have like situations, whether or not, and I don't know, perhaps if a man has a father who never speaks those things, you don't have to struggle with that. I don't know, because it hasn't been that easy for me. But I've learned to judge the words that come out of my mouth, and I judge them for what they are, according to his law and his word, according to this word here. He said, David, a psalm of David, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. And I find that, yes, you know, I am able to bridle my tongue, especially when the wicked is before me. I find that I still have to struggle with when I'm by myself. Perhaps traveling in my automobile, not so much anymore, because I'll tell you what, you practice judging the words that come out of your mouth, and they change. That's right. All those other drivers out there on the road who are inconsiderate, well, the anger and the words, the auto response that I learned from my father, and he learned from his father, that was passed down to the third and fourth generation, perhaps of them that hate him. So this is not the generation that hates him any longer. Maybe that was my father's father or his father that hated him, and I'm still suffering the repercussions of that. I take it to heart, the word of my God, and the Ten Commandments and what is written there in Exodus chapter 20, visiting the iniquities of the fathers unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate him. I don't want to be one that hates him. I want him to show mercy unto thousands, because I choose to love my God and keep his commandments. So I bridle. I'll keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. Verse 3 of chapter 39. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then I spoke. Then spoke I with my tongue. Yahuwah, make me to know mine end, and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. While I was musing, the fire burned. Do you think upon these things? Because that's what it means to muse, to think, to meditate. And it says here, to murmur, you know. We turn these things over. And sometimes I think aloud. I voice things to myself. I muse. I think. I meditate upon these things. And what's he meditating? Creator, my Creator, by name, Yahuwah, make me to know my end, the measure of my days, what it is that I may know how frail I am. Do you think about these things? Or are you just amused? And that's why the society wants to keep you amused. They don't want you to think on these things, because if you think on these things, you think on the end of your life, how short it is. No, they want to keep you amused. They don't want you to muse. They want you just to chase after the latest, newest entertainment. Make sure you have the best automobile. They want you to think on things temporal. They want you to be amused. That is, to not think, so that they can tell you how to think. Yes. And what is the fire? Well, do you have a fire? I got a fire in my house. And gratefully, I have a fireplace where I can look at the fire if I want to open it up and look at it, because it burns a lot slower if I close it. and gives heat to the whole house at night. Well, what kind of fire are you looking at? You know, we got fires everywhere. I got fires burning all around me. And, of course, the fires are ignited by electricity. There's a fire burning in a light bulb over here. And I've got fires burning on several LED screens of computers. One of them has an E-sword on it. That fire causes me to muse. It causes me to think and meditate. But most people, the fire burning is that TV, that control mechanism, programming mechanism that the world is using to keep them amused. So are you amused? Or are you musing? Are you thinking? Or is your thinking being controlled so that you don't have to think about certain things? I like what makes me think of what Kent Hovind says. He says, and they have whole parks where you can go and do that. All day. Amusement parks. Places to not think. So they want to keep you entertained. And that's what entertainment is all about. You know, there is a place for entertainment. Sometimes you just need to not think. You need to turn off your mind. And I get to that point. You know, several times a week, I have to say. Most of the time, that's nap time. Because, you know, I get up early and I go to bed late. And I work hard because my Heavenly Father keeps me very busy. Musing all the time. But sometimes I just need to turn off everything and amuse, not think. Just let my mind rest. And that can be a good thing. But when it becomes an end in itself, then it's a bad thing. And that's where the world is. They want to be amused. They don't want to think at any time. Their mind is totally controlled to be amused and to not think on these things or to think on anything too deeply. Because then you become a conspiracy nut. And they have all kinds of derogatory terms if you think too much, if you dig too deeply. And that's what this program is all about, thinking deeply. That's what my labor all day long is about, to get people to think and to look deeply into things, to understand what is really going on, to throw off the shackles of the mind control that we've all been programmed with in the world through their public education system. You've been not taught to think for yourself, but you've been taught how to think according to the way others want you to think. You've been programmed according to their program. And you're programmed by the television. You're programmed by society. You're programmed by the movies. You're programmed by the music. And, of course, the music programming and the main variety out there is the idolatry of romance, making that the most important thing. And you see that in the movies, romance. What do you muse upon? What do you meditate upon? While I was musing the fire burn, then I spoke with my tongue, make me to know my end. What is your end? It's an eternal end. It's one that we all come to. So what will be your end? This is something worth musing. Something we all need to be concerned with. What will be our end? And what happens when this mortal life comes to an end? What will happen to me? All of the things that I love? Things. Created things. The creation. Let all be taken away from me. Muse on that for a while. What will you be left with? Have you set your heart on things eternal? Or have you set your heart on things temporal that are passing away? Muse. Meditate upon that. Make me to know my end and the measure of my days, what it is that I may know how frail I am. Verse 5, behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and my age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. The best that this life has to offer is vanity. And that's why we are admonished to set our hearts on things eternal, to store up treasure in heaven where neither moth nor dust can corrupt our treasure. Because if our treasure is in this life, well, it will pass away just like this life, because it's altogether vanity. Surely every man walketh in vain, in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. He's going to leave them all behind. It's all vanity. And now, Lord, what wait I for? What do I wait for? My hope is in Thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth, because Thou didst it. Remove Thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of Thine hand. When Thou with rebukes dost correct man, when Thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, Thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Hear my prayer, Yahuwah, and give ear to my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more. You're listening to Cross the Border. I'm Nicholas. My website is crosstheborder.org. Please go to my website. Take advantage of the resources there, the Bible studies there. If you want to catch up on the Psalms as we went through them, you can see them there the last 5 days anyway of the Psalms. They will be posted some weeks after the study is complete. You can see all the completed studies there, and I invite you to start with the book of Genesis and go through those studies as we went through them. And I hope that you will be enlightened thereby. Remember, there's nothing more important than you cross the border into the kingdom of our Heavenly Father and live forever. Yes, endure in His kingdom to the end, and you will be saved. Hallelujah.
Choose to forget. willing to pay.